This is the KPFT local station board regular meeting of March 8th. It is, we're running a little late for our starting time. We were just started 7 and we're starting at 7:13, due in no small part to the difficulties of the chair connecting in. And it is also International Women's Day. Mr. Secretary, will you be kind to take the roll?
Sure. Do we have any international women with us tonight? No. Okay. Alan, you got to take your unmute. I see you in there, though. Britton.
Alan is present.
Hey, Britton, thank you. Hey, Britton? Thought he was here. Care? She? Oh, what about?
Oh, begging pardon. There are 3 requests for excused absence. One of them is Lillian Kerr, one of them is Cressandra Thibodeau, and one of them is Niecy Williams. All of them wrote requesting excused absences. Is there a motion to excuse those 3 absences?
So moved.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection?
Yes.
No.
Is this okay, a debate? Request for information.
What is your request for information, Ted? Be prompt.
Sad. Is this a debatable motion?
No.
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 So we are going to go ahead. Since you were objecting, we're going to take a vote.
I withdraw my objection, but I think it is a debatable motion.
Wonderful.
So then next up on the agenda, we haven't completed the roll call yet, have we?
We haven't really started the roll call. Okay.
Yeah, you go ahead and redo. Sorry, my apologies.
Okay, Britton, Casanave, Faust.
Here.
Thought I saw you up there, Gardner. Bob, you got your thing turned off. Wally James?
Here.
Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Thank you. Locander?
Here.
Thank you. Martinez?
Present.
Thank you. McPherson?
Presente.
Thank you. Up there in the hills, huh? Pratka? Weren't you here? Pratka? Where's Pratka? Yes, no. Sabar Naratomi?
Present.
Who's that? Sabar Tarn? Okay. Thank you.
Present.
Thank you. Scheidler?
Present.
Thank you. Shafto? Sister Mona Sonia? How about Stone?
I'm here. I'm present. Thank you.
Thank you. I thought I saw you up there somewhere. Okay, Uzel's here somewhere. Weinman?
Present.
Thank you. Weiskel?
I'm present. I have a request for information when we get through with the roll.
Okay, then let me get through. Williams? Oh, she got an excused absence, didn't she? Willis? Egberto? Not here yet. Susan Young, is she here yet?
Here. Finally.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going back real quick. I'm going back real quick. David Britton? Adriana Casanave, Robert Gartner. Gartner. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Thank you. Pratka. No. Shafto. No. Sister Mama Sonia. And Egberto Willis. They'll be here probably dragging in. Okay, but you got a quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, what's your request for information, Ted?
Who has multiple unexcused absences, and how many?
I'm ruling that out of order. You can go. The minutes are posted on KPFTX. You can go, and the attendance is listed on all of the minutes. You can go back and ascertain that yourself. Okay. Agenda approval. Is the motion to approve the agenda? Is there a motion to approve the agenda? Okay, great. Is there a second?
Okay. I have an addendum to the agenda.
Okay, what is your proposed amendment?
I move that the KPFT LSB advise its directors on the Pacific and National Board to immediately move to rescind, vote in favor of, and revise the contract of the Pacific Executive Director to give the ED the right and responsibility to advise general managers and interim general managers to all facets of Pacifica programming at the five Pacifica stations, KPFA, KPFK, WBAI, WPFW.
Okay, and Ted, I'm going to rule you out of order because we request that motions be provided in advance of the meeting. That is a long motion.
I did. I sent it in writing.
I didn't receive it. So, Ted, if you want to bring that forward motion next meeting, go ahead. But I'm ruling it out.
I appeal from the decision of the chair.
Okay. So, shall we take shall we take on the appeal for, is there a second for Ted's appeal of the ruling of the chair?
No fucking way.
It failed for lack of a second. Okay, then there is, and then we'll take a vote on that. So if you vote yes,
point of order.
What's your point of order?
The proper way
You're
not properly handling a appeal from the decision of the chair. The proper way.
I am finding you out of order and dilatory, Ted. You are trying to interrupt the proceeding of this meeting. We're going to take a vote right now. If you
point
vote
of order,
yes,
this motion is debatable.
Your point of order is dilatory, and Ted, I am citing you for dilatory behavior. Please show that in the minute.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So now we will take a vote. If you support the ruling of the chair, you vote yes. If you support the objection, you vote no. Please take the roll.
Alan.
Nancy on the stack.
Alan.
Alan says yes.
Yes, thank you. Britton. Nave. Faust.
Yes.
Yes. Gardner.
No.
No.
It's all cooked up. Propaganda.
We just need to
keep taking the roll and no one else talk except the secretary and the person saying yes or no.
James. I'm celebrating women.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Lewis.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Locander.
Yes.
Yes. Martinez.
Yes.
Yes. McPherson?
Yes, for crying out loud.
Yes, for crying. Pratka? Did you get here? Where's that boy? Sabar and Aratomi?
Hello. No, without discussion, that's a point of order.
I threw you out of order. Please be quiet. We're taking the roll.
Scheidler?
Where's the discussion?
Scheidler? Where's Scheidler?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Yes. Shafto? Sister Mama Sonia? Stone?
Yes, I vote Chair Young's motion.
Yes. Uzzell, yes. Weinman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Weiskel?
No.
No. Willis?
I'm here, President.
Hey.
Did you hear me? President.
And you want to sustain the chair or not? Egberto?
Sustain the chair.
Okay. Yes. Yes. How about you, Young?
I sustain the chair. Yes.
Well, 12-3, it looks like. 12-3-1.
All right. So the chair has sustained the members ruled out of order. There's been a motion and a second to approve the agenda. Is there further discussion? Robert, do you have your hand up to speak? Okay,
yeah.
Hearing none.
Hi.
So, okay, then please.
Do I have time to mention the International Women's Day?
What
or
for?
Will I be
not when we're approving
dilatory?
Where? Yeah, that is. For,
I
that
have a motion. My motion is to require the secretary to provide monthly. Move at Fort Wills. With all someone accounting for each.
Robert, I'm ruling you out of order. I already answered that. I'm going to.
Oh, so now I'm going to be interrupted. Yeah, out of order,
yeah,
interrupted, dilatory.
No.
What other adjectives can you say?
Robert, I am citing you for the first time.
There,
please,
honey.
Put it in the minutes,
huh?
Mr. Secretary.
You
okay.
Got my motion because you responded to it in an
sure.
Email. So you can't use that excuse on me. It's called railroad.
So moving on, there has been a motion and a second. No further amendments. Is there an objection to approving the agenda as it has been produced?
No.
Yes. I object.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, take the vote.
Alan.
Isn't my objection going to be discussed?
Alan.
Robert, I ruled you out of order because.
Yeah, but I have another objection.
So, no, Robert, we're taking the vote. We're taking the vote now.
Not an objection was made before
you said that. I am citing you again.
Yeah, you are. You love that.
That's the second.
I would contend that you get off on that.
Okay, so.
Madam Chair, I'd like to have you call that member to order and have some decorum. You can't talk to the chair or anybody else like that.
Oh, you are one to speak on decorum. That's
okay.
That's a laugh.
Okay.
Is there a motion to mute that member?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Is there a second to mute that member?
A second.
Yes.
Point of order.
Okay.
Nancy?
So we will now take the vote, because I assume he's objecting, on muting Robert Gardner.
Point of order, Nancy?
What
voting.
Is your point of order?
The bylaws does not allow muting.
Yes, it does, Nancy.
No, it does not. Well, show me where.
Call it, Rob. Listen, you are out of order, Nancy, and please put Nancy as being cited in the minutes. We're going to have a lively meeting. Jane, you've got your hand up.
Make a comment. So when it's appropriate for me to make a comment, I will. I just want to tell
okay.
You all how proud I am to be a member of a group that cannot even get through a roll call. I'm just really impressed by y'all's commitment to getting the job done and showing up.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Please, you were not, yes, you were recognized, but let's get back to if Rob, thank you. if Robert Gartner and Nancy will stay quiet, we'll keep going with approving, with adopting the agenda. Is there, there's no objection to adopting the agenda. The agenda is adopted. Okay, minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I move the approval of the February 8th, 2023 minutes.
Second.
Great. Is there any objection to the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are approved, understanding that they can be amended in future if errors are found. Okay, report from the special committee to review status of Mike Lewis. The chair, when she was serving, James Scheidler, named a committee to investigate the information that had been developed by Nancy Saibara Narotomi regarding the times that Mike Lewis had been in meetings and out of meetings. Several people have gone back and reviewed that in a direct information, have listened to the tapes and so forth. Marianne Martinez, would you mind giving us a report from the committee that was comprised of Lillian Kerr, you, and Sean McPherson?
Yes, Madam Chair, not a problem. The following is the report of the fact-finding committee regarding Mike Lewis's eligibility to serve on the LSB in 2023. We have reviewed and discussed the record of meetings, agendas, minutes, and recordings for 2019 and have found the following. Number one, Mike is on the roll call first week in January, which was a meeting in the 2018 term because the election of 2018 was delayed, extending the 2018 service until February of 2019. So that was through no fault of his own. In August of that year, 2019, the KPFT LSB removed staff members who were unable to present hours worked in order to have membership status. At this point, Mike showed up on an agenda listed as newly added, although it is not clear from the records if this meeting actually took place. Number three, October of 2019, the PNB reversed the LSB decision to remove three staff members and reinstated the members that were removed previously, canceling out the service in 2019 of Mike and two other members. Number four, new election in December placed Mike Lewis back on the board. The conclusion of the committee members is that Mike was off of the LSB for the year 2019 as required. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your hard work. It was a complex issue and it involved going back to records that are incomplete. Okay.
Point Jane. Of order, Nancy.
I'm sorry, Jane had her hand up and I recognized her first. Jane?
I'd like to make a motion. I move that whereas a question was brought to the KPFT LSB that Mike Lewis served more than the two consecutive three-year terms presented in the bylaws, and whereas the KPFT LSB named a committee to investigate and the committee reviewed the record and confirmed that Mike Lewis was a validly serving member of the LSB. Therefore, I move that the KPFT LSB affirm Mike Lewis's eligibility to serve in 2023.
Is there a second for motion?
Thank you.
I second.
Okay. Is there discussion?
Objection, Nancy.
Okay. So let's have two speak in favor and two against. Nancy, why don't you start by speaking against the motion?
Point of order. The bylaws requires. Point of order. The bylaws requires a 12-month lapse before one can restart their terms.
So Nancy,
let me finish, please, and do not interrupt me while I'm speaking. Marianne Martinez
Nancy,
said January.
Not a point of order. Nancy,
yes,
that
it is.
Not
bylaws being violated.
It is not a point of order. You can
a point of order is when a bylaw is being violated, and it is being violated. What are the 12 months that he was off? There is no such thing in 2019. He was in the January minutes present. He was in the December minutes present. He was in the August minutes present. There's no 12-month period lapse.
Okay, thank you for your statement. Yes, Matt?
Point of information.
What?
What was the ruling of the chair on her point of order?
Wasn't a point of order.
It was out of order because it wasn't a point. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I said it wasn't a point of order. Okay, Mac?
A bylaw violation is a point of order.
I am citing you again, Nancy. Richard, please put in the minutes that she is cited for the second time. Okay, Mac.
It's a simple matter of logic. I understand that's going to be difficult for some people, but when Mr. Lewis appeared in January of 2019, that was in the 2018 term. And that was because the PNB, regardless of what the bylaws did or said, the PNB extended those terms. There are several other members whose terms were similarly extended. That was actually for 2018. Similarly, in October of 2019, when the PNB found that he had been improperly seated, and therefore was never properly a member, and he never did serve in 2019. If you can't, it's completely straightforward, and to insist otherwise is simply obstructionist and designed to extend these meetings till whenever.
Thank you. Is there someone else to speak against? Is there someone else to speak for? Okay, we're ready to take the vote. If you vote yes, you vote to support the motion, which is to affirm Mike Lewis's eligibility to serve in 2023. So, Richard, please take the roll. Yeah, Jane, would you be kind to reread the motion? And can you send it forward to everybody in email?
Hey, Chihuahua. I sure can. Right. Hold on. I got this. Come on, Kat. I dropped the ball there for a second. I am on it.
You dropped the cat, too.
I know.
Jane, don't you read the now therefore?
Therefore, the KPFT LSB affirms Mike Lewis's eligibility to serve as a member of the KPFT LSB for 2023.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, take the vote.
Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Britton? Are you here, Britton? No. Katsunave? Not here, I guess. Faust?
Bell says yes.
Yes. Gardner?
Yes.
Bob? You were here a minute ago. Gardner, you got your hand. You're muted.
Why don't you keep going around and come back? Don't speak.
James?
Yes.
Yes. Locander?
Yes.
I'm not going to call Lewis's name. Sorry, Mike.
No problem.
Martinez.
So him abstaining.
Abstain. Okay.
Mike Lewis abstains.
Martinez?
Yes.
Yes. McPherson?
Hey, Clark, I see.
Hey. Pratka?
Yes.
Hey, he's there. Howdy. Sabara Naratoma?
My name is Saibara Naratomi.
Please vote.
What do you vote?
No.
No, thank you. Scheidler?
Yes, and the motion has been emailed, depending on
okay,
the
you.
Of your email.
Thank you. Shafto? Sister Mama Sonia? Stone?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Uzel, yes. Weinman?
Votes yes.
Yes. Weiskel?
No.
No. Willis?
Yes.
Yes. Young?
Yeah.
Yes. Did I miss anybody?
I think you missed Gardner. He didn't.
I missed Gardner. How about it, Bob? You want to vote on this? Going once, going twice, gone.
Unmute, Bob.
The train's pulled out. Okay, it's 13-2-1.
All right, so the motion passes. Next agenda item is election for KPFT LSB vice chair. We will have the election by email. Terry Goodman will run it. Tonight we're taking nominations and we'll give the opportunity for a 1-minute set of remarks about why you should be vice chair for all those who are nominated. Taking nominations now. I nominate Jane Seidler.
Thank you.
And I don't think nominations require a second.
No.
Are there other nominations? Hearing none, I move that we elect Jane Seidler as vice chair by acclamation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Great. Are there any objections?
I'd like to make a comment.
Yep.
Mr. Goodman said we can't do that. We have to go through the process so that they can write in somebody.
My apologies. Thank you very much, Richard. I recall that and
She should be by acclamation.
So at any rate, my apologies, Jane. We're going to put forward your nomination. The ballots will come out to everybody electronically. There are the opportunities for write-ins. Terry Goodman will calculate the results and let us know probably within about a week's term. But Jane, did you have a comment?
Do I still get to make a statement?
Well, you go ahead and make a statement, but it's only 1 minute, girl.
Okay, oh, no, I don't need a minute. I don't need a minute. I just want to say that it really is, as sometimes I get sarcastic and I can't help that, but it really is a privilege to serve. And I enjoyed my time as vice chair with Mr. Weinman. And I'm actually enjoying working with Susan. I think she's remarkably capable and I'm honored to be part of the team. And it's a team.
Fabulous. Okay, thank you, Jane. And obviously I nominated you, so I think you're pretty good. The next is motion by Robert Gardner, and I'm going to read the motion, and then I'm going to ask two to speak in favor and two to speak against. Gartner moves that Richard Uzzell be removed as secretary of the KPFT LSB forthwith.
I move and to amend.
There needs to be a second, Tim. Is there
a second? I second it.
Okay, what's your motion?
The removal of the last two words. Is it forthwith two words? Removal of those two words.
It's one word.
This is spelled out in Robert's Rules of Order. A committee needs to be formed, perhaps a committee of 3, 4, or 5. That committee can investigate and report back to us what their findings are.
So, Ted, I'm going to find that out of order, and I'll tell you why. There are two methods by which people can be removed. One of them is under the bylaws, and it's at will. And the other is Robert's Rules, and it's for cause. I clarified with Robert that it was at will. We've already been through that procedure in KPFK, so no investigatory process needs to be launched. We've already had 30 days notice because he brought this up at the last meeting. So I'm finding your motion to amend out of order.
Point of parliamentary inquiry.
Okay.
Where in the bylaws does it say what you are asserting?
Ted, I'm going to refer you to look to the bylaws. I'll get them to you later. We're not going to sit here and work through the bylaws. I researched this for KPFK. Okay, so two speaking, perhaps Robert would like to speak in favor of his motion. Would someone else like to speak in favor of the motion?
I will.
Okay, go ahead, Ted.
How much time do I have?
A minute.
In every one of our minutes, it says that you can go to archives or some other source and listen to a recording of the IGM's report or the committee report or public comment. That is incorrect. What it does allow you to do is to go to the entire recording of the entire meeting, which is very impractical. I'm almost sure no one does it. Thus, the secretary is not doing the job that is assigned. And as a result, we have bad minutes and we have a dysfunctional organization. It largely stems from the work being produced by the secretary.
Okay, who would like to speak against the motion? Yeah, Jane.
I'm speaking against the motion because I choose to speak in favor of the secretary. As you very well know, I've been involved with nonprofit management for nearly 50 years, and Mr. Uzzell is an outstanding secretary. Our meetings are posted timely. Our minutes are posted timely, which is a big challenge even for elected organizations, public offices that I've been associated with. We are compliant with our notifications, which is a big thing. The minutes are succinct, they are accurate, and they reflect the activities of the body. The breakdown that Ted mentioned is probably something that can be addressed separately, but that is not grounds for removal.
Thank you, Jane.
Is there someone else who would like to speak in favor of the motion? Is there someone else who'd like to speak against the motion?
I'll speak against it. Why won't the maker of the motion talk? Why won't the maker of the motion talk?
Richard.
Okay, I have a comment to make.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I must take umbrage with the member's repeated lack of decorum and personal rudeness. I know that I'm far from perfect, but I also know that I volunteer many hours each week to serve in the position of secretary of this board, and I humbly accept that responsibility and work hard to produce fair and honest minutes of our meeting. If this or any other member finds fault with the product that I'm producing, I merely ask that you come forth in a civil manner and that we have a respectful discussion of the matter.
Thank you. So we're ready to take the vote. If you're voting yes, you were voting to remove the secretary. If you are voting no, you are voting to keep this secretary, Richard Uzel, as secretary. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
Okay. Alan.
Hi, I'm sorry this seems a little bit backward. I say no. I want to keep Uzel as secretary. Thank you.
Britton? Did he hear? Casane? Faust?
I vote no. You're doing a great job, Richard.
Thank you. Gardner?
Where'd he go?
Okay. I was in trouble. He doesn't care.
Okay, James?
No.
No. Lewis?
No.
No. Locander?
No.
No. Martinez?
No.
No. McPherson? I'm sorry, McFadden.
1,000 times no. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Pratka?
No.
No, thank you. Sabara Naratomi?
Yes.
Yeah. Scheidler?
Do I get to say, oh, hell no?
No, you can't say that.
This is Women's Day. You go,
no,
girl.
No, oh, it 1,000 times no.
All.
Shafto?
No hilarity.
Okay. I just came into the meeting. I just came into the meeting. I don't know what the issue is.
The issue is whether or not to get rid of the secretary.
Okay, Richard?
Yes, sir.
Let me just recognize that Deb Shafto has entered the meeting. Thank you, Deb. Welcome, welcome. And we are in the middle of a vote. A vote yes means you want to remove Richard as secretary. A vote no means you want to keep Richard as secretary. And we are, how far along are we in the vote, Richard?
About halfway.
Keep going. Just called my name.
I just now did.
Yes.
Deb,
Deb, you get the vote. You vote if you want to remove Richard as secretary, you vote yes. If you want to keep Richard as secretary, you vote no.
Well, Richard's going to hate me, but I vote no.
Yeah, she votes no. Okay, Sister Mama Sonia?
Yes.
Yes. Stone?
No, let's go.
No. Uzel? I'm going to vote no. Weinman?
No.
No. Weiskel?
Fuck yes.
Fuck yes.
Please.
Willis.
Maintain decorum.
No.
Ted.
No. Young.
No.
No. Okay. I'm going back up to, Robert Gardner was here, but he didn't speak. You want to vote on this, Rob?
Just close up the vote, Richard. If people do not step forward.
I'm doing that, Madam Secretary. Just let me do it.
Madam Chair, by the way. Madam Chair, dude.
Oh, I'm the Secretary. You're the Chair. I'm trying to count. That's hard for me.
Need your toes, too.
No, no. They're counting those no's. Okay, it's 15 to 3.
Okay, 15 to 3. Okay, the motion loses. We're coming up on time for the public comments, but I would like to take staff recognition. That gives us six minutes before public comments start. Staff recognition. I'd like to recognize that we had a $150,000 goal and we exceeded it.
Right.
And there is a huge team to thank, and we are knocking people's socks off at National. We're showing what it looks like when an organization works as a team. You got it. Okay, other staff recognition.
No socks.
You want to say a couple about your staff and then Teresa?
I just want to thank Egberto Willis. I get notices of his meeting, of his show, and I know that there is a lot of hard work to do the social media required to just make me aware of the topics before the meeting, before his show, I'm sorry. So thank you very much, Egberto. And I think that you can be of great assistance to other programmers in our station and the others as to how to use social media to strengthen your on-air programs.
I'd like to thank Otis for being here, there, and everywhere. He manages KPFDX, and he holds my hand getting on the meeting, and he is a rock for the entire system. Okay, Richard?
He feeds a lot of cats, too.
Oh.
So,
I have another thing.
Okay.
I would like to acknowledge there is a facilities committee that is coming out on Saturdays and is working at the station. And I guess I'll have to ask Sandy during the IGM report as to whether this is every Saturday, but I think it's commendable, that people can come and socialize and hopefully working on the station. Thank you.
Yeah. May I say something?
Yeah,
there's got to be a lot of congratulations going around. I wish I knew everybody that's contributed to the success this year, but it's a stunning success, and that should be right on everybody's breast. I mean, fabulous. Congratulations. Let's keep going. Mm-hmm. Rules of order are important, but the focus on the station and what it has achieved is paramount, and I want everybody to keep that up and keep it going.
Amen.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, amen. Sounds appropriate. Thank you, Deb, for bringing in the Almighty. We are at 7:57, but maybe people would forgive us if we start a public comment right now. And a reminder to everybody, this is a time that members of the public get to speak. There is not crosstalk. So even if somebody from the public is asking you a question, or even if it's something where you want to answer, we do not provide for that in this forum. Offline and after the meeting, that can happen. Okay.
Request for information.
Yes, Ted.
Under any circumstances, can what is said during this part of the meeting be included in the minutes?
I'll answer that. No.
I would like to follow it up by pointing out that in the minutes of our last meeting, the comments of the executive director during public comment were included in the minutes.
They were not during public comment, Ted. They were for the agenda, and she is an employee, and she was speaking to the management of the system. She was not speaking as a member of the public. Okay, members of the public, do we have folks who wish to speak? Please raise your hands or speak up. Okay, so what I'd like to do, because we're not hearing anyone right now, we will go ahead and proceed with the agenda. At such time that somebody wishes to speak and with public comment, please raise your hand and let me know, and we will make, there's a kitty cat that wants to speak. That one doesn't count. Okay, it has to be a human species. Okay, so continuing with the agenda, next is the IGM report. Sandy, are you there?
I am here. Okay.
So would you be kind to give your report? And by the way, we'll hold public comment until after his report.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So the big news is February is over. The February fund drive is over. We raised a total of $153,445 per Robin Lewis in the on a $150,000 goal. For those of you at home that keep these statistics, it's 102%. This is up from the last drive where we did, I think it was 84% is what I want to say, about 126,000. So there's a marked improvement, and there are reasons for that improvement. And there's not any one reason. It's little bits and pieces. Working with programmers, programmers reaching for underwriting support, such as Akua. So some of the zeros turned into heroes, as I like to fond of saying. Also, the new programming contributed mightily. R&R in the afternoon, 50 years after on Saturday, just to name a couple, U-Talk, all contributed where those slots weren't contributing, with the exception of a couple. And one of them was where we were running the best of spare change, but happily, what we put in there generated about the same amount. So we stayed even on that one and gained on several others, equaling 102%. A lot of work's been done around the station by Howard Reynolds, including a music server with literally thousands of tunes on which programmers can literally use this library at their fingertips in the studio to program a show, if they choose to do so. Not everybody will, including myself, but it's available and it's being used by some. We continue to see a growth in views on the website. This is through data that comes across on something called WordPress, which is how we make modifications. There's a statistics package that monitors all this, and it continues to improve as we keep changing posts and putting on videos and this sort of thing, making it a little more interactive. We need to do even more. Otis has pointed out a couple of things, and I need to arrange a meeting with him and our HTML IT guru, who is a contractor in Denver. I don't think it's going to take too long, and include some additional information, making it look more like a radio station website with critical information as to what's playing, and maybe rundowns or highlights, descriptions of each show and that episode of the show if the programmer chooses to supply those couple of written paragraphs. we'll schedule another programmer meeting here in about 2 weeks, 10 days. We've been following up with that. We had one before the drive. And I have to compliment Marlo Blue, the program coordinator. She's doing a marvelous amount of work in making sure that we're continuing training. She's created an online sign-up schedule for board ops. We have a number of volunteers that have stepped up and trained in those shows that require board ops, call-in shows. Some of our talk shows need engineers, board ops. Some of them don't. They're properly staffed, and there's no issues there. So thanks to Marlo, things are running very smoothly in that regard. She's also doing a lot of work interfacing with programmers. I do a fair amount myself, but with the two of us doing this, far more affected. So again, thanks, Marlo. And thanks to Robin Lewis, who once again kept things together on this fund drive, making sure that we knew what goals were, where the premiums were, what was available, what was already taken, et cetera. She truly is the glue that keeps things together. and allowed us to raise what is a relatively significant amount of money given our history over the last 6 years. We're also seeing a little more underwriting coming in. As I stated in previous meetings, maybe one or two more. I don't have a good accounting of this just yet. I'll have to get that. We really haven't had too much time to focus on that aspect of funding as we just went through this fund drive, which was very heavy engagement in the studio day to day, very heavy. So I just, again, want to thank Kua, Dean Becker for rounding up underwriting and making their goals handily and even going over in those slots. So good stuff. I think I mentioned that there's a spot on Galveston Island. It's a bar and grill. They don't have a lot of physical space, really the type we need. It's still out there, sitting there. And in the month of February, nothing happened. Hope to get back on that the next week or two. Waiting on Mo to come back down one more time. There's still more work in the HD2 studio, and there's a little more in HD1 as well. And he needs to vet that site and make a final determination. I looked at it, and I didn't think it was very suitable. Howard Reynolds, again, just want a big thank you to him. Day to day, when you listen to KPFT and we're switching in and out of automation, in the morning you turn on Amy Goodman, you hear Arnie Arneson, you hear the edited version of Tom Hartman in the morning, you hear all through the night programming, and you hear the in-betweens. This is Howard scripting all this, and this is something that never goes away. This is a seven-day-a-week job. And he's keeping up with it very nicely, even managing to get ahead and take a Sunday off from time to time. So thank you, Howard. He's really doing amazing work. We're in full compliance with FCC reporting. And as far as I mentioned, the HD2 studio, the building committee, Teresa, you had a question. It's kind of, there's no set schedule. Debbie and her husband have a business, and she gets very busy. She also has other activities in her life. I think she does something with the rodeo and got busy with that. However, I think they're planning on coming down again this Saturday. I've got to check with her. Last Saturday, they came in and transformed the jungle outside into something that actually looks half decent, and that was a lot of work. For those of you that do winter cleanup in your yard, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So a lot of people are stepping forward. Got to thank Lyndon Foley, Debbie and her husband last weekend. And again, Stuart Nance and others that have come to Brendan Smith. That's Debbie's son. He's going to come down and help us out with some IT issues we're having. I think maybe tomorrow Howard is lining that up. So there are a lot of volunteers active and working in and around the building. As far as getting with that, Debbie communicates mostly by text. Anybody you need her number, I can get that to you. So we're going to need more volunteers. The weeds are growing. It's spring. The red-breasted army ants on the march, etc. Okay? So I just want to thank all the new programs and programmers that stepped up. They're doing a really good job. We're getting some really good comments back, and we can see a rise in online listenership, a marked rise. And you can see that too on Pacifica Streams. Also, a big shout out to Mr. McKinney, who donated those bus rides. I'm not sure how many people bought tickets. I don't have a final accounting of that, but it's still possible to do that and still possible to support the station that way. Maybe we should have a $53 ticket for 53. In terms of finance, we did fully fund the drive. I did receive some information from Markeisha just this afternoon that's not included in the written report. I hesitate to give you a bank balance because there are restricted grant funds and some other commingled funds from a Fidelity, some money from Fidelity that needs to be divided amongst the five stations. So it's not all ours, even though it may appear in our account. However, the raw balance is up to $170,000, which is pretty darn good. And I suspect as much as 50,000 of that is restricted. So we're all tanked up to May is what I'm saying. But come May, we're going to have to come do the same thing again. Robin Lewis has appended her report, and it breaks down in detail not only the current fund drive that we just completed, but others in fiscal 23 and 22. There's all kinds of information there for you. And so with that, I'll take any questions that you might have.
Okay, let me mention that PK is a member of the public ready to speak, but I'd like to continue with the questions and answers for the IGM and then get to PK, and we'll start the half hour public comment then. So questions for Sandy. Nancy.
I'm going to unmute Nancy.
Nancy, do you have questions for Sandy? You need to unmute. Okay, until Nancy's able to unmute herself, are there other questions? Okay, hearing none.
No.
We're going to...
I'm sorry.
Teresa, go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, Sandy, for a commendable job. I see that somebody perhaps has donated curtains to the station.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if we are going to have a wish list on our website anytime in the near future as to what projects we might need, so some people have a clue as to what they might contribute.
Well, I mean, we could think about something like that. I can try to see if Debbie or someone on that building committee would like to start posting projects they want to work on or they're going to be working on. I know they're going to be doing tiling and setting a rail on the front. We still have a little bit of money left in the escrow account with Arthur Schwartz's law firm from the sale of the Lovett property. I think it's about $7,000 is what he told me. And there's some more physical work on the building that needs to be done. And also HD2 isn't online yet. And I'm pretty confident that between the two, that reserve will be consumed. So after that, these projects, capital items, we may want to use the website or other means to communicate with the public. Sure.
Okay. Are there other questions for Sandy? If not, we'll go ahead to public comment. And I understand that PK has been brought in by the host. PK, I think it's your shot.
Well, I'm not speaking for public comment because I'm doing the CAB report, which will include the DEI issues that we've been having. But there are two or three people that have been on there, and some of them trying to be on. Matthew Jenkins is one, and I'm only saying his name because it shows it. So,
excellent. Thank you for
raise your hands or whatever. But there are people that have been trying to get in.
Okay, so Otis, can you tell who's trying to get in? I didn't see anyone's hands raised. I didn't see anyone unmute. So Matthew Jenkins, do you wish to speak?
Yes, this is Matthew Jenkins. I'm member of KPFT CAB. And with regards, I just wanted to lead off. I'm looking forward to just a bit of discussion on DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion training policies as, you know, for this station. And I think it's particularly, and a lot of people think it's particularly germane because these are DEI training policies are requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And we've been asking for the same things repeatedly, except we haven't been getting feedback or results despite the fact that it's required. A Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and there's even a link to it, the cbp.org/diverse audiences. It specifically requires all employees, officers, and interns to have training on harassment prevention and implicit bias. And the resources and the vision, the drive is there for it, but we just need the backing, the commitment, the resolve of KPFT, the LSB, you know, to stand behind it and stand behind DEI requirements of Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Thank you.
Thank you for your service. Okay. BG, is someone with BG wishing to speak? Samsung, is someone wishing to speak? Grady McAllister. Delia. Stephen Cohen. That might be my. Is there anyone at this time who wishes to speak? And thank you, PK. I appreciate that you will be talking during the CAB report. Okay, we'll go on to the next agenda item. And if somebody from the public wishes to speak, let me know. Now, Pacifica National Board reports. We have three of our four board representatives are with us tonight. Who wishes to lead off? Of course, well, I'm going to do it alphabetically, okay? Teresa Allen, you're always at the start of the alphabet. Will you start?
Can you hear me? Okay. The national board members are being seated, and on various committees, there is a ballot out right now that is due. I attended, I listened in on the National Finance Committee meeting last Tuesday, and WBAI presented their budget, they are having some challenges with their budget, trying to figure out how to operate in the black. We are currently dealing with some issues involving the membership on the KPFK LSB at this time. And we have some committees investigating various situations, and the national board will be making decisions on that. There was a time when our executive director was spending a lot of her time trying to figure which creditor, which business needed to be paid, because money is tight, because several of the stations are not operating within their budgets, and they are not paying into central services. Lately, we have been meeting some of those needs. At least I'm thinking she spends a lot of her time just saying, can you wait? We have some things that are working, and some of these things are discussed in executive session, I would say. There is an evaluation that the executive director has started. So a lot of the staff are doing self-evaluations, and then there will be 360 evaluations. The affiliates sent out programming for International Women's Day. And several of the stations aired that program.
something else may come to me, but that's my report for now.
Marianne.
Well, let me just say that when I talked with the chair of the finance committee, he said that KPFK's budget has been approved. So,
KPFK.
Unless something happened, I'm sorry, not KPFK's, KPFT's budget has been approved. So, we're on top of it when it comes to the finances. Thank you.
Thank you, Mac, and thank you, Sandy and Marquisa and the committee. Okay, Mary Ann, do you have something to add?
Well, I think Teresa, as always, did an excellent job summarizing everything. There's not much else other than that, you know, we are having elections right now for committees. And as soon as I think it's Friday, we'll know who will be seated on committees. And at that time, then we'll know what committees we'll be working on and where we go from there. But other than that, as always, Teresa did an excellent job summarizing everything. That's all.
He has to because he's at the beginning of the alphabet. Egberto, do you have something to add?
Unfortunately, I can't speak right now. I'm at another meeting as well. I'm sorry.
Okie dokie. Are there any questions for the PNB members who were with us this evening? Nancy? Okay,
yes,
so Nancy,
I have a question.
Sure. Go ahead.
To Teresa. Teresa said that LSB members of KPFK were removed. Could you tell us the reasons why and how many? How many people were removed? How many LSB delegates?
Teresa, can you answer that? I think there's been a public report out, hasn't there?
Yes, there has been a report out.
The report out did not say why.
The report out says the official deliberations are confidential, and so the report out is the record of what can be said publicly.
At this point, to my knowledge, we have removed two people from KPFK's LSB, Ziri Rideau and Bella.
Bella.
I'm thinking, what's her last name?
Bella DeSoto.
Bella DeSoto, yes.
Okay, Ted, your question.
I have two. The first one is, do any of you know about the rights of the executive director to interface with general managers regarding programming?
Well, I can say that the executive director meets with the general managers, and the executive director has to deal with her job description and also the hiring contract. If there is a situation which is involving removing a person, she must work with the national board on that. So I don't know whether you're saying, whether you're asking whether if she was dissatisfied with programming, she could remove somebody as general manager. They definitely talk about programming and, she definitely coordinates efforts to collaborate and to have popular or relevant programming on air, although she doesn't dictate it.
Teresa?
Yes.
Her Her employment agreement says she does not have responsibility for programming.
Mm-hmm. Although, for example, affiliates, when they have staff meetings, programming is available to general managers. They share, they work on collaborative projects, and she supervises that dialogue and that interaction.
Okay, is that Ted, your second question?
I want to follow up on my first. I think you're misinformed, Teresa. I think Susan Young was accurate that the employment contract of the executive director precludes her from saying anything related to programming, that when she signed her employment contract, right was revoked from her, and that is something I hope you will address. My other question for you is, or any of the members of the PNB, can you tell us what the goals were for the fund drives and the actual income of the most recent fund drives for the four other Pacifica stations?
I can, I don't know about the other stations, but I do know about KPFA. I think their budget of their pledge drive was $475,000, and it was February 21st. So it's still going on right now. The goal of the pledge drive is $475,000. And so far, and another goal is 450 new sustainers. And their pledge drive ends March 10th.
Do you know how much they have raised so far?
I do not know off the top of my head. No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay, any other questions for the PNB members? Okay, hearing none, what I'd like to do once again is to ask, are there any members of the public who wish to speak? If anyone's got their hands up, I don't see any hands up. Okay. Now for task forces and committee reports. Task forces, Grant, Faust.
Hey, how's it going, Susan, everybody else? So there's not too much to report. I need to get with Robin, and I need to figure out, she was trying to find out what program would be best suited for a thing called the Park Foundation. I don't know what she's done with that, so I hope to meet with her next week. There's also something else in the works that we're looking at. And I know recently that Robin and Sandy submitted something. I helped a little bit on that. That's all I have to report.
Questions for Henry. Let me just comment that I think that the concept being used and Sandy may can interrupt is to find philanthropic grants that match up with progressive programming. And right. One of those is the Hershey Foundation. Sandy, do you want to address that?
Sure. We put a letter of interest in, which they jumped on right away, and they asked for a full proposal, which is due next, the 17th, I want to say. I'm in the process of putting together some verbiage along with a potential host that we found. Good guy. Ivy League educated along with an A&M degree in mechanical engineering. Anyway, we're going to be putting in a proposal for an environmental program that they wanted us to design. I spoke with Olive Hershey and got the high end points of what she was looking for. And then we designed a program around that, found a host. And we will hopefully be fielding that and have grant money to back it up. And that's going to be a blessing. That's a paid for 1 hour talk show that'll actually bring in more than just operating funds so that we can do things like, buy equipment to address mobile needs, mobile reporting type of things. That's one vision, maybe attend conferences and extend the education of the host and bring that information back to the airwaves. That's another. So we're working on this grant, and we will be submitting that in the next, like I said, I think the deadline is the 17th. I've already started banging out some verbiage for that. And Robin is assisting in getting it into the proper format online as required by the Hershey Foundation. But we're going to go ahead and look for other grants from maybe like the Cullen Foundation and other organizations that supply money for educational endeavors. And these are educational endeavors. And then talk to them about what they see as issues that they'd like to see addressed with the money that they're giving on a philanthropic basis. And we'll design other programs for them as well.
Mute yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adriana and Nancy said they're trying to get on. So can you tell them?
Okay. I'll tell Sister Mama Sonia, do you have a question? Notice.
Yes, since we don't have the chat, I just don't know how to let people know, make sure that, that I am counted as present because I wasn't here for the, for the roll call.
Right. Okay. Recognize, Ted, hang for a minute. Mr. Secretary, will you recognize Sister Mama Sonia as attending? Ted, what's your point of order?
Adriana Casaneve and Nancy Saibara have texted me that they can't get in, that they're in the waiting room.
I'll check in with Otis about that. Or Sandy, are you checking in with Otis?
I can.
Would you please? Okay, let's keep going with the report. And Sandy, would you be kind to let me know when we've got them in? I have trouble. We got a lot of tiles today. I'm having trouble seeing them. Okay, Sister Mama Sonia, do you have a report on the ad hoc anti-racism committee efforts?
Yes, I am deferring to PK McCary doing her CAB report, and she will speak to that.
Okay, excellent. Jane.
I went into the other room to grab Otis, who was taking a meal break, that Adriana was trying to get in. Did Adriana get in?
Adriana and, who was the other one, PK?
It was,
Nancy. They texted me also.
Okay, well, he's on it.
Nancy can hear.
I sent him back to the board, so he's on it.
Adriana. Okay, so Adriana.
But they're not in the waiting room.
Nancy, are you on?
If they're not in the waiting room, I can't let them in.
This is Nancy. I'm in. Okay. But Adriana texted that she can hear, but she cannot say anything.
Listen, that's up to them. They can unmute themselves or their system is badly set up. I don't have anything to do with how their computer works. What I could tell you is there's nobody in the waiting room. So anybody who wants to get into the meeting is either there or not trying.
Spoken like an unemotional engineer.
Star six, mute and unmute, if I recall. I just learned that tonight because I'm on the phone too. Okay. Next up is MSRC. Jane.
Committee is currently on hiatus, but we're coordinating with the executive director with regard to evaluating Sandy, although it is not the job of the MSRC.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I was in the meeting, listened to everything on my phone, and nobody can hear me. And I know perfectly how to kind of mute myself. Okay? I was admitted. I'm in my phone. I'm very sorry that I'm in an emergency room. And nobody can even hear me.
So please. I'm so sorry.
Can you hear me now? Adriana Casnes is in the meeting.
We can now hear you, Adriana. I'm so sorry you're in the emergency room. No, you are hearing me.
No, no, no. Madam Chair, because I'm talking through Nancy Saibara's phone. That's why you
Chair,
hear me.
Would you please ask the member to quit screaming?
Yeah. Yes. Adriana. Yes. Adriana. Yeah. Thank you. Adriana, please be calm.
Please don't lecture me. You can hear me because I'm through Nancy Saibara Naritomi phone. That's why
Adriana,
you can hear me.
It is not our responsibility to have your phone work right. Do you have something to add to the conversation? Are you asking? Mm-hmm. I can now hear
that's what
you.
I'm saying. Do you have me on the line, right? Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Next on the agenda is Finance Committee. Matt.
We have not met. It is my sincere desire and hope that now that the February fund drive has so successfully concluded the IGM can help to engage Markeisha and so that we can generate a first draft of a 2024 budget and have something to meet about. Hope springs eternal.
Are there questions for Matt? Okay, I have a question. Sure.
Who are the members of the Finance Committee?
I do not have them to mind, but there's a list. You can look it up on KPFTX, I do believe.
Okay, Governance, Richard. Richard, have I lost you?
Can I ask a question for when he gets back on?
Well, there's Richard below. Yeah, when he comes back on, we'll go back to that. Adriana, the Committee of Inclusion, you had a report that you all were finishing up. Where do you stand on that?
We didn't finish it yet. Will we present it soon? Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. The Outreach Committee, Tom Harper and I think Jane. Tom?
Hi.
Madam Chair.
Go, Tom.
Madam Chair, thank you. First of all, I would like to apologize to Teresa Allen for my outburst yesterday during the Development Committee, and I hope she accepts my apology. My report is as follows. We did not, last month, we did not, was able to give our report. So this month, we have we're seeking volunteers to attend the St. Patrick's Day parade downtown Houston, and also last month's meeting we had Teresa Allen, Bill Crozier, myself, Mike Lewis, Frank Prakta, Dan Schroeder, and two staff, IGM, and Robert Lewis. We had one guest, which was Susan Young, and we discussed the rodeo parade, and that was, I believe that was successful. We also discussed the upcoming art car parade, and we are now once again seeking volunteers for the St. Patrick's Day parade or the 11th. And it was a discussion about having outreach and development on the same day. That is it on my report. And thank you, Madam Chair. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, Teresa.
I wanted to remind people that Pete Little, who does Irish Airs, is looking for people to walk in the St. Pat's Day Parade. So if Mr. McLewis or Miss McCasanave or Mr. McFaust or Miss McMartinez or someone here wants to walk in the parade, or Mr. McPherson, please see me and I'll put you together with Mr. Pete Little. We need two people to carry the banner and two people to pass out either literature, or if somebody has any green candy, or perhaps you have some dollar bills you'd like to pass out. We should probably have one person on each side to pass out things. So please contact me if there's anyone here that wants to participate in that parade.
Okay. Jane.
We should just, you know, be picking up dollar bills instead of dropping them off. But yeah. I just want to say a kind word about Captain Tom Harper, because he's really done outstanding work on outreach and kept that committee together through thick and thin. And I just want to acknowledge him with a you go.
Okay.
Apologies all. I dropped myself off. Tom, were you responding?
Yes, I was responding. Yes.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Ted, what is your question?
I would like to know if my understanding is correct. It's my understanding that the committee has no budget that comes through KPFT, that any money that is donated directly to the committee, and there's no credit to those who donate in terms of membership, and the committee basically has its own budget. Is that correct?
Yes, Ted, that is correct. We out-of-pocket expense. Thank you, Ted, for bringing it up. I appreciate that. Adriana. Adriana, do you have a question?
No, I do not.
Okay, thank you, Adriana. Madam Chair, that concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, development. Teresa Allen.
I wanted everyone to be aware that I sent a copy of our minutes from our meeting that we held yesterday to everyone on the LSB. And thank you very much, Sandy, for your report. I want to acknowledge that people have been very receptive when we've made contact with them about lapsed donors. And I'm also pretty excited about vehicle donations. I think it averaged about $1,000 per vehicle for those people that donate vehicles. So anyone here within hearing, if, send something out to friends and say, hey, if you have a motorcycle or if you have a boat on a trailer, we could, that you want to get rid of, we would be happy to accept that. Some of the things that we're working on right now, is a performance at 14 Pews in April or May. And if anyone here has any suggestions for a musician that perhaps like might like to donate a concert with proceeds to KPFT, please contact me. Those are all the things that come to me that I can think of that I might want to report. We're also, if you have any ideas for raising money, please contact Robin with those ideas, or please see me. And we're all trying to promote 53 for 53. And since Venetia is not on the call tonight, in case you hadn't seen our IGM's report, we've already raised $2,000 with the 53 for 53 campaign. So please promote that, because I think that people follow your lead. Thank you.
Okay, let me take a moment to see whether there is any member of the public who is asking to speak. I don't see that. And so, PK, CAB report. Are you in okay? Can we get you?
Yeah, I'm great. Showing my screen.
Good.
Beautiful.
I'm making a case for DEI and exactly what the issues are in what we should be doing. As Matthew stated, it's a CPB requirement at least once a year, and that we have a platform of anti-racism and non-discriminatory practices and learning. So exactly what is DEI training? Of course, DEI stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. And as you can see, there are other words around there that talk about what DEI is supposed to be impacting: opportunities, impartiality, fairness, justice, inclusion, equity. I'm going to talk about that in just a second, but let's start with diversity. The demographic mix of a specific collection of people, taking into account elements of human differences, but focusing particularly on racial and ethnic groups, and of course, they list them, and now they're calling us BIPOC, which I take exception to, because it's grouping a lot of people together, the LGBTQ plus populations, people with disabilities, and women, and that these are pretty standard for the late 20th century, but they've been held over for the 21st century, and we're two decades in. But these are broad definitions of diversity, and it is still encompassing populations that historically and still remain underrepresented. Leadership must be well-versed in addressing issues of creating a culture of diversity and inclusion. And that is what so many people are upset about and feeling that it's missing. Equity, equality. I'm a Black woman, so Dr. King fought for equality and justice for Black people who were victims of enslavement, as well as Jim Crow and not being able to vote. But equality is one thing, equity is another. And I hope you'll take a look at this picture to understand what equity is and why we should be intentional about it. Equity for me is the plus sign between diversity and inclusion. Without equity, diversity and inclusion become numbers, but not substantive. And the problem with it not being substantive is that I hear a lot of people who are melanin challenged say to me, but if we were racist, we wouldn't have hired X and Y. Well, that is not what makes you anti-racist, and that is not necessarily that it keeps you from being biased or bigoted or prejudiced. But improving equity promotes justice, impartiality, and fairness, within procedures, processes, and distribution of resources. And tackling these issues requires an understanding of the underlying root causes of these disparities, not just in our society, but within our progressive life. This neutrality seems to be an attempt to straddle the fence. You can be an agent for change. Instead, many are siding with the status quo, and throughout that, endeavors are hopelessness to those who want to be a part of the progressiveness of a real place of diversity and inclusion. And this station was built upon diversity and inclusion, and yet there is not the equity that has been given to some programmers and, of course, general managers and other people who have been of color that have been treated unfairly. Inclusion. Inclusion refers to which diverse individuals are able to participate. Like, you can have a lot of Black people, but if they can't all participate equally as those who are of other ethnicities or cultures or privilege, then what we have is not fully decision-making policies. And just because you get all the votes doesn't mean that you're right or doesn't mean that it is right. There's no neutrality in the endeavor of creating an anti-racist or non-discriminatory platform. If biases are culpable to an outcome, they must be investigated and reassessed to change the trajectory of racism and discrimination. And in doing so, you know, don't remain neutral. Let's look at this and really address the problems that people say are there rather than we've got the numbers, so we really don't have to do anything to make you happy. Inclusion. There can be a group that's inclusive, but not necessarily diverse. But most diverse groups aren't inclusive, and they aren't reached out to. And so it's a seventh generation strategy. I look at us, and I look at how old we are. I'll be 70 this year. I've lived longer than I have to live. But I'm trying to think of what KPFT will look like 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when some of us may be gone. Are we doing anything to create a generational strategy for this station? I think not. But here's what we need more than anything. I love this picture because I've been to more than 20 countries and have really witnessed the fact that I live in this world with human beings, not necessarily an ethnic group or a cultural group, but celebrating those cultures and those that diversity has been a really life-changing thing for me as an individual and as a human being. It has never been more essential to build a supportive and inclusive workplace, build an inclusive culture, and improve team management. I hear you bragging about, you know, we're a team, but there are people that are not part of the team, and that's where you fail. Racial healing means we begin to unlearn the stereotyped racial messages we internalize on our own race. And what training will do is help you do that in a safe space, so you can learn to recognize the wounds that racism creates in all of us, whether we are white or a person of color. Racial healing is mandatory. So I have some suggestions. We were saying that nobody from the LSV came by. Egberto did. There have been other people who have called and talked to me one-on-one, but that's not where we're going to solve our problems. In the end, the community advisory boards are getting together to create a case for diversity, equity, and inclusion, and hopefully create racial healing and harmony. But it is not going to be easy, especially when you deny that we have been treated unfairly and unjustly, and that you look at some of the decisions that you make that don't include the people who are most affected by it. So race drives the differential privileges and access to needed resources we might receive, and we take action now to change the system of racism. You must be included in this. You can't, every one of you. I have talked to several DEI organizations that do training, and I was looking for more of a generational, young, middle-aged, and older people, a generational company. And it is not, and I resent being felt like I am somehow pitting myself against Jerry Steinwander, who I have the utmost respect for and have worked with for 30-plus years. We've done a lot of things together. I'm not saying she shouldn't be the one. I am saying that you can't choose who does this. It's got to be a diverse and an inclusive and an equitable committee and group of people who will make the best decisions for all of us. And my suggestion is that every month CAVS give an uncensored report on each station, and that we talk about how we're working towards this platform of anti-racism and non-discriminatory practices, that we create a new survey. I use the first survey that I think Marianne did with the several others. We took that, we created another survey. We did a town hall meeting, three now, that have brought people together, but it also shows what all the problems are. How long have you been a listener is one of the questions we want in the survey. And did you stop listening? And why did you stop listening? And why are you still listening if you are? We represent the membership more than anything else. That's whose voices I try to speak to. I don't tell Matthew what to think. I don't tell Jamie what to think. I don't take the people that have come and been a part of the CAB and worked so diligently and who got hurt feeling like they weren't heard. So at this stage of the game, I would like to present at least three different organizations that do DEI work. And in doing that, we can look at those proposals and see what it will be to take care of that. One of the things that I would really like to do is to do something with the Pew Charitable Trust, to use us as a progressive radio station across five stations that somehow has failed in creating a diverse, equitable, and inclusive progressive radio station. It hasn't been done, but it still can be done. I'll answer any questions.
Other questions? Can you would you be kind to remove the share screen so I can see who's raising their hands, okay?
Yeah, I'm doing that right now.
Appreciate it. Okay, hands raised. Let me start. When would you be able to provide us with the names of the organizations that you have researched and wish to be considered, and what is the group that you would like to assemble? Would that happen at the CAB? Or will that happen at other places?
Well, is there another at this one? Stage of the game, can you hear me? At this stage of the game, the first thing we have to do is to move that we can go after doing an anti-racist and non-discriminatory platform. And I think I remember.
We already made that motion and adopted it and tasked Sister Mama Sonia was coming back to us about it.
You know, she and I don't remember, Sonia, I mean, is it okay if I asked her to, so that we can get this particular thing straight? We gotta know. And the no was because we were saying the KPFT was racist. When did, I wasn't there then. I wasn't there. Our sister Mama Sonia didn't understand. But I would like to secure that we have that motion by maybe doing it again so that we start off with a clean slate so that I can give you these individuals.
I do remember at the meeting that, well, how can we assume that KPFT is racist? How can we say that? You know, and I remember saying, coming from a Black woman who has experienced, tasted, felt racism almost daily, yeah, I know racism when I see racism. So maybe, you know, there was some miscommunication that we weren't going to go forward or we were going to go forward. I'm just not sure.
There were two motions.
There was a motion. PK, if you remember which it was.
There was a motion that removed the language that says we are racist. So there is Henry Faust. You've got your hand up. Jim Dingaman, you're not a member of our LSB. You're a member of the public, so we'll wait until you come on as a member of the public. Okay. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, Jane, are you still on the call?
Yes, sir.
So my understanding is all this came out of a task force. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that task force included me. Do you remember that?
Vaguely. You've used the word remember in a sentence.
I know. It's a loose term.
You know, and it's really, I'm better now, but I went through a period where my brain failed me. I'm back.
Well, my point is I'm feeling excluded from this because it was a task force of three people and I tried to meet with the other two people and they would never meet with me. And I'd like to be more involved with this because I'd like to understand and help out.
I'm sorry.
We're talking about inclusion, aren't we?
We are. And I'm sorry that you felt that it wasn't three people. It was actually five. But I'm sorry. I don't remember that you came. But well, I think asked, it was,
what, it was either you or someone else asked.
May I finish saying what I
never... Never got a response back.
And you emailed me?
I think it was with the LSB I also emailed. And this was
I can't get LSB.
Okay. Right. So everybody just asked us to power down. So it seems that there are difficulties in communication and that it was not clear that the LSB had authorized Sister Mama Sonia to convene with you, PK, a group to explore DEI training opportunities. I would request that you reconvene to be able to have that conversation, and I ask that when you have a meeting that you send it to the LSB so that all of us know about it and can join in and help.
Wait, I have a point of information.
What's your point of information?
That PK isn't a member of the LSB. And so sometimes I have been guilty of sending emails because I think of her as being part of the group. And then I've been forced to remember that she's not actually a member of the LSB. So that's a thing.
She's not a member of the- So that's a breakdown of communication.
Yes.
It's clear we're seeing why that is the case. But what our goal is, and there is not a dictation that it should be Sherry Steinwender or whomever. We need training. I think there was very strong agreement about that.
Absolutely.
And I'm delighted, and I am delighted, PK, if you and Sister Mama Sonia and others have researched resources. And so I would ask that you convene a meeting again, send to me. I'll make sure that the entire LSB gets it and love to have a good turnout for that.
Can we make that a motion?
It's already the approved motion, PK. That already was approved.
Okay. Can I just say this? I'm not trying to be difficult. People think I am. Maybe. I get it. But here's the thing. There were two things that I brought to you. Do you remember what the other thing was? Because I think that that's part of the confusion. And I think that was where I thought Lancer was coming. And we did the other thing because we were told we had to come back. I think that was one of the things, which is why we met and asked LSB members to come. Mr. Lancer, I'm sorry that somehow we crossed, because I was looking for you, but I didn't remember your name because I hadn't written it down. And, but I asked somebody who told me later, and I thought I tried to email you, but there were two things that I brought to the LSB. One of them was DEI, and the other one was a $75,000 grant that I wanted to include you on. Do you all remember that?
Okay, so then the question—
And that we were going to go and get a couple of LSB members and Sister Mama Sonia and Matthew, who's on the phone, you know, that we were going to talk about that $75,000 grant. The problem was that we waited till the last minute and I didn't want to half do it, but there's another chance that it might be. But that was one of the things that I thought could really be a DEI kind of project of working together for this media grant. So I think we're confusing things. And I'm just asking out of courtesy to just please let's start with you all doing the motion again that we do DEI proposals and bring you from the task force, because we've got the material from several and not just three. And it was only until everybody was talking about Cherry, who I didn't think of her, because DEI is a human resource thing and I wanted more generational things. I didn't want to be leading it. I've led, you know, and but I would just like, can we start with a motion that you give us, okay, that we know that we have and Sister Mama Sonia will do what you've asked us to do.
I will make the motion. I'll seek a second. I move that an anti-diversity and racism task force be authorized to explore DEI training options and return and report on those to the LSB. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there further conversation? Is there any objection to that motion? That motion is passed. So the question about a $75,000 grant with the Pew Foundation is, I think you had the idea.
No, it wasn't with the Pew Foundation. It wasn't with the Pew Foundation. I was just saying that one of the things about doing DEI is that people like the Kresge Foundation, who I worked with for 2 years on DEI, and the Pew Foundation might be interested in helping us afford that. If there's an issue, because training is not cheap. That's number one. And training requires the people participating. If we're not participating, then why go through all this trouble? I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to be honest.
Okay, so, TK, listen. We have adopted a motion. The next task is for y'all to convene. Bring your excellent work to us. The question of funding.
Well, you just asked me a question about Pew. I was just correcting you, Susan. That's all I was doing. Okay. I was just putting everything in context.
So there is a nationwide effort. Jim can probably speak to it and others that Stephanie is initiating for training in a variety of things, including sexual harassment and bullying and so forth. They are different in each station area because there are different resources available. So So following up on that is important. The question of getting grant funding for this important work is a huge opportunity, and your expertise would be very valuable. But the people who have to sign the grant agreement and who have to make the application have got to be management. So it would have to be the ED or the GM. So providing that information to them would be extremely helpful. So we've got the motion adopted. So we understand.
Lenny, it's open door. Anything you have to say and come out there, it's open door. I'm serious about that because we need to be out there. Whoops.
I didn't understand a word you said.
Okay. Zoom and it kind of got mixed up.
Edberto needs to mute. Edberto needs to mute.
Doing your thing here tonight.
You know, all you have to do is say the word. Always.
Edberto, can you mute, please?
I'm saying this. I know.
Edberto,
can we mute Edberto?
Okay. Member of the public. I see one member of the public, and that's Jim Dingman. Are there others? Okay, Jim, let me recognize you. Jim Dingman is a PMB member from WBAI.
Great. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, PK, for that report. I wanted to just share with everybody in Texas the fact that, as Susan knows and others knows, we are going to make a serious effort this year to get CPB funding, which I should add, requires mandatory training on sexual harassment. And I believe bullying is in there too, but I'm not positive. But I want to let people know this is going to be a hard job. I believe I sent the information to Sandy and others, and it's going to be a tough job and one which is going to require a lot of cooperation to even get the applications in on time by late May. But I just want to let people know that process is starting. There will be training sessions for the GMs and PDs. I've received some tutorial information about that. Quite complicated since we haven't done it in, a number of years. So there's managers who are not familiar with this. So,
decades.
Well, I don't know. I'd say the last
time. At least since 2010.
Well, yeah, I'm familiar with it. I also was the chair of a community advisory board. So we lost the money. We still were getting the money, but then we lost it. So, and by the way, it doesn't, what you were talking about is an interesting add-on to it. That doesn't require that, but I'm not opposing what you're talking about. It's a good idea, but it's going to take a lot of work. And so I'm just letting people know. And I know that the situation in Texas is different than the other stations. So everything has to be flexibly dealt with, but that effort is going to be mounted and it's going to start pretty soon. It's already started, but it's going to get accelerated in the next couple of weeks. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for your leadership on that, on the PNB and in the past on the Strategic Planning Committee and possibly in the future. Are there other comments or questions? There is no new business, no old business. There's no new business. Next meeting is April 12th, 2023. Is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Yes.
Hey, is there a second?
Second.
Dane, what do you have?
I just want to stand here and acknowledge you for running an orderly meeting. I am in awe of your organizational skills, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. I'm a big grump. Okay, so there's been a motion and a second. Is there any objection to adjourning? The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.